I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear ladies who are the listeners of today's episode of Muslim Lady. This is IRAB English Radio and I'm so happy that I've got the honor to be here with you. This is Asma. We have the pleasure to have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of another episode of Muslim Lady. Well, as the usual plan and schedule of this program, we usually want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself, though the loyal ladies who are following us all the time, they probably know you. But for the people who have just joined us, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Turfatwain Zainab Askari, usually known as just the last name Zainab Askari. And I have studied Hausa for more than a decade now, and also studied contemplation of Quran on the sidelines. And apart from that, I also have degrees in like bachelor's in science and then master's in linguistics, and have been writing about the women topics for more than 3 years now.
Very good and amazing. So in the matter of spirituality, there are a lot of things to be discussed. And every time we talk about it, we take one angle or perspective into consideration, and we bring it actually to the spotlight to know more about it. Because in here, we try to provide the foods for thought for Muslim ladies to ponder upon it. And as for today, we have this concept of how to get to this maturity and to this evolution that you see the wrong things, but you do not feel attached to them. You see the wrong things in their essence, and you see the picture of it in front of yourself, so that you would feel too disgusted in a way that you would never get close to it. Like, we have this concept in our religion as well. Like, if you knew how backbiting would look like, you would have never got into backbiting.
Yeah.
So how to actually provide such an awareness in my mentality as a lady? Because we ladies gather together and then we have chit-chats. And
assumptions.
Then, yeah, and then perceptions, sometimes judgments.
Yeah.
So we need to work on that perspective of our mind, of how to see the real badness of the bad things.
Yeah, we have to reactivate that, sense of smell within our soul. For example, just like the body smells instinctively to the fragrance or filth that it, encounters, the soul has its own olfactory sense. It also recognizes what is purity, what is corruption, what is impurity.
Because, yeah, they really smell.
Yeah, the Quran explicitly mentions that, in chapter 91, it says that, and he inspired the soul with what is right for it and what is wrong for it. So our soul has that sense already. Now, it depends on like what kind of environment we were in, if these senses are active or not. So it means that we already have, we already know what to breathe in and what to avoid. And it's an inner compass that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put within all the individuals.
Yeah. And I guess there's also a point to it as well. Like, these torches to show us what is right and what is wrong has been given to us and it's within us. But it depends on how much we focus on it and how much we let it grow.
Yeah.
If we let it just die down, it would be there, but it's still not working.
Yeah. You know, sometimes that smell is like that inner voice, the nafs al-lawwama, right?
Yeah.
It's not always the smell. It's that inner voice
that trigger that comes from the inside that reproaches you and tells you why you did this, why you did that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's always alive. The more we listen to it, the more it's there, the more it's going to guide us.
The more it's going to be active.
Yeah, the more it's going to be active. So, you know, our first duty is to guard that inner sanctuary. For example, you know, what happens basically, why we stop smelling about bad things is because our mind becomes noisy. We lose that sensitivity and start inhaling everything,
mm-hmm.
right? And when it becomes occupied with like every next thing, so it's not recommended to take into your mind like everything, start thinking, because everything starts with the thoughts. So your thoughts and your beliefs determine your goals rather.
Determine.
Your thoughts and your belief determine your goals. So we have to start purifying from there. So we have to guard this inner sanctuary and not let any passerby or their moods or their words enter to our soul.
The ground of my soul and spirit. So really, how can we work on it and let it grow bigger and bigger and mature in ourselves? In order to know more, we have to go for a break and then we come back. So just stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Just the way your mental issues are going to be projected by your behaviors, the same way your spirit is going to be projected through your words and through your behavior and interactions with other people. So we're just in today's Muslim Lady, we're actually discussing how we can improve that sensory factors that exist inside of us, that sensory machine that tells us what is right and what is wrong, even before getting into the trap of it. Now, we usually know, we often consider women to be these creatures who've got a great and a very sensitive sixth sense. So it's very important to know that all these intuitions are not baseless. Sometimes they come from a deeper ground, like from this spiritual note and highlight that is telling you that, okay, this is a warning. Do not get into this. This is going to be a trap. And you were just saying that we have to work on it. We shouldn't just live it aside and let it be and let it die down.
Right.
We shouldn't actually do that.
Yeah. And, you know, someone asked one of the noble imams, like their companions, that how do you all imams stay away from sins? Like, we are human beings. We are so much inclined to the sins. And it's very... common to get into the sins. How do you stop yourself? So like the noble imam replies, says that, you know, are you seeing all the filth and dirt over there in that, for example, this dustbin? And he says, yes. He says, we see the sins exactly like that, filth and dirt.
We see the real dirt.
Right. So would you like to smell it, go closer to it, or, you know, eat from it? The person said, like, never. So Imam says, like, the same way, we see every sin like that.
Yes.
So see the real picture. Try to see the real picture. We don't have that basira, to be honest.
Insights, that third eye that everyone is talking about.
Yes, but yes, we do have inner moral compass. So try to look at the consequences of the things. Like before I want to get indulgent to something, or if before I want to have impact of something on me, I should see the consequences.
Yeah.
I should not let anything affect me. For example, because there's always the good breeze, fresh breeze, there's also the garbage. So, you know, when goodness is passing by you, like the truth, the kindness, the... there's a verse of Quran, there's a wise moment, try to inhale it fully that time. You know, you should let it
just
perfume
you. Just breathe
in. Yeah, you should, you know, when you let that in, breathe that in, you smell good. so your soul smells good. And when corruption passes by, slandering, arrogance, temptations, step aside.
Yeah, so it just reflects itself.
Yeah, Imam Ali Islam says that a heart is like a fertile soil. Whatever is planted in it, it grows.
Hmm.
So it's basically all about what you're letting in and what you're stepping aside from. You know, there's a very short story of Prophet Musa. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show me the way of life. And Allah tells him, okay, go to the falling mountain and do certain activities and I will tell you what to do next. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, you will pass by this mountain and you will see a huge garbage and the animals feeding on the dead animals, and it's a very filth and dirt. Try to run away from them as fast as possible. He sees this thing and it's literally like unbearable, and he runs away from that place. In another instance, he sees the treasure box and Allah has told him to bury it inside the earth, and whatever happens next has nothing got to do with you. So he buries that treasure box inside the earth and then he moves. But he listens a sound like a blast. He turns his head around and he sees that this treasure box came out. Then he, again starts talking to Allah. I told you, show me the way of life. What was all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him the garbage, the bad smell that you could not bear was the bad company, was a gathering of slandering and, ghaybat, backbiting.
Yeah.
Whenever you see that in dunya,
yeah,
run away from it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working on his senses.
If we saw the truth behind them, we would have never accepted just a momentary, fleeting pleasure, a moment of pleasure, at the cost of getting a filthy spot in our spirit.
Right. So, there are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to do, but like we just talked about too here, so that when he confirms about the treasure box, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, these were your good deeds. When you do something good,
Bury it,
yeah.
Yeah.
Then I will explore it.
Exactly.
I will make it viral myself. It's like no need that you make it viral yourself.
You'd be trending in the skies, maybe not on the earth, but in the skies you'd be the trending individual.
Yeah, so there should be sincerity in our deeds when we are doing good deeds. There should be sincerity and we should bury it with sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
I should not be telling like every third person, I did this and I did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it up himself.
So, yeah. So speaking of the intuition, sometimes my intuition tells me that, okay, be aware of this person.
Yeah.
This person is not smelling good. Something fishy is being smelled in here and you have to just keep yourself away from it.
Exactly. You have to, watch into every conversation, each environment that you're passing through and all the air is there for your spirit. You know what you have to do? You have to ask yourself, does this thing expand my heart or does it shrink?
Exactly. And definitely as
that's
we're
how you let it in or you just
addressing
walk
ladies
away.
I guess it's very important to mention it right in here that as ladies who are already equipped with too much of intuitions and this clues that come from the inside, we have to note that sometimes getting into a crowd of people, a gathering, into a party is not worth it all.
Exactly. And, sometimes like you are living a good life with your husband, but at the same time, you see that the other woman is always claiming, challenging her husband,
nagging.
Nagging and all the time that feminist kind of behavior. And why don't I copy that? That's also how you take on the behaviors, how you let that in.
Yeah.
So do not do that.
Certainly, I guess how we can conclude it is this, that do not let poisonous food to get into your soul.
Exactly. The Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, he never absorbed people's dirt. Rather, he was the one who purified the entire atmosphere.
Exactly.
Otherwise, he was into the worst of the ignorant people, the darkest era. Yeah. But he purified the entire atmosphere through
and
his...
And he was that fresh breathe.
Exactly.
Of the spirit,
which
the
still smells good.
Yeah.
Which still smells... And we feel it.
Exactly. Right? That's why they say if you recite this blessing quote on the prophet and his purified progeny, then even you yourself are going to smell good.
Right.
So, yeah, all of these interesting points that have been mentioned today have got this objective of bringing you to the point of thinking about, okay, what am I acquainted with? And why should I be excluding myself from? And what certain sort of things I have to just push away from my life? So this was all. I hope you have enjoyed it. Until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.